Attention hoop nerds. The 6-way basketball tournament is coming back to Madison College December 16th and 17th. Through the next few episodes, you're going to hear from the participating coaches and learn a little bit about their players and their teams. Lacrosse Central is returning as champions, and they play Friday night in the 8 p.m. game versus Joliet West. To kick off the event, we have Nina, defending Division I champions in Wisconsin, versus Wanakee at 6:30 on Friday night. And a new feature to the 6-way basketball tournament, to start Saturday, we have a showcase game between the Verona Wildcats and the defending Division III runner-up West Salem Panthers. 608basketball.com is linked in the notes. Make sure you get your tickets today. You don't want to miss out on high school basketball's best.
We're going to get up and down, transition, push that ball, share the ball, motion style, play hard, playing smart, and playing together.
Welcome to Hoop Nerds with Billy Kegler, presented by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. We talk to coaches, athletes, and more to learn from their stories and apply learning lessons to improve each individual and stimulate growth for your program, team, staff, and self. Follow along as we explore success and failure en route to improving the game of basketball.
Coach Robinson, welcome to the Hoop Nerds.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go back in time. Tell me about the first time you coached something, anything, and a memory that sticks with you from that experience.
The first time I coached something or anything was back in college. We always ran summer camps, and I just always had a ball with the youth, you know, as far as just kind of getting them playing hard and excited and just enthused. And, to see that with kids, that I think that was kind of like my first really experience in coaching, and kind of got the bug from there.
Let's initiate the uninitiated. Where did you play college, and tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to play on a really good team in college at Winona State University during the 2004, the 2009 era. Great teammates, unselfish guys, very talented group. And we had a chance to compete at a high level, two national championships. Should have been three, but we're right there. Yeah, I think some would say we're probably one of the best D2 teams in the nation, you know, during that era.
There's no doubt about that. So what's something in that two national championships, should have been three, that shoulda, coulda, woulda, that has helped you in your coaching experience?
Just my experience in playing, you know, having a vision, having a dream, you know, and as a group having that collective dream and goal and then seeing it actually come to life, I feel like I can kind of teach that to kids or implement the kids and just try to give them that same type of experience, you know, where they can be successful and come together for one goal. And that should have been three. It's never over. You know, it's never over. You know, to be honest, we were up, you know, with 45 seconds left in the game, up seven. We had a big winning streak going on and a team that we had beaten before. And we were young, you know, and so we were like, oh, yeah, we got this in the bag. And everything went wrong that could have went wrong in that last 45 seconds. And so I take that with me every day. It's never over, you know, and that also kind of goes in the mentality of my everyday matters and giving it all that you have, you know, and to the end. So, yeah.
I'm curious about that transition from early in your coaching career till now. What's something that you believed early in your coaching career that you have shifted gears with because you learned something new during the course of your time coaching?
My philosophy. So coming in, I was, and again, my playing days, my coaches were very simple in motion and man-to-man oriented. So I would say when it comes to my coaching philosophy and just being able to grow and try new things, I think I'm getting there now. The game has grown tremendously since I played, and the talent the kids have these days and ability to handle the ball. So it's nice to kind of mix your defenses up here and there. And so I think I've grown in that area, you know, and working with, and seeing other coaches, you know, mix it up that way too. So,
what is something you believed as a young coach defensively that you have adjusted now?
I mean, I believe that you can get it done with just one defense. You know, that was my thing early on, and knowing that, you know, you could use a couple different defenses and adjust your personnel, it works as well.
So you have competed as a high level as a player and as a coach. So now, when you're either playing pickup or coaching a game or playing checkers with your kids, are you driven by the fear of losing or the joy of winning that competition?
That's a great question. I love winning. I do talk to my players a lot about like playing scared a little bit, and not in a way that's like I'm scared to play you, Billy. Right? Like I'm scared of you, but be scared to get beat off the dribble. Right? Be scared to miss an assignment. That comes with that like that competitiveness that I have within myself. So, but outside of that, I want to win. Yeah, I enjoy winning.
Who is a mentor that you have that you learned something from and a lesson that you still use today in your coaching?
All my coaches. I think every coach that I've played for, and still are in contact with now today. Like, I think about Eric Nelson in particular. I think about who I played for, who I still in contact today and helps me with things. I think about Coach Leaf, and what he did. His staff for us and Winona and some of the drills and things that we did in systems and how he made us like a family and how he brought us all together. I think about those things. And I think about, learning from Coach Sweetful and Winona Grove, learning from Coach Jeff Booz and Sun Prairie, just, Coach Collins, like just always observing and watching coaches and taking tidbits from there and adding to being my own.
As many listeners know, I spent over 6 years as a general manager at Just the Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. I was able to spend time talking hoops with coaches like Tom Izzo, along with high school and youth coaches, in addition to meeting some basketball legends, including my childhood favorite, Sam Elke, who is in the WBCA Hall of Fame and High School Basketball Museum, located at Just the Game Fieldhouse, which is a must-visit for any true hoop nerd. They also play host to the WBCA All-Star Games and Coaches Clinic every year. Just the Game hosts over 70 basketball and volleyball tournaments annually and is a great place to play for teams of all ages and ability levels. You can't beat all Wisconsin Dells has to offer in your free time. The Fieldhouse also has two sister companies in Just the Game Impressions and Just the Game Live. Just the Game Impressions specializes in customized screen printing and embroidery and promotional products. They serve businesses, schools, sports teams, and more. Just the Game Live takes pride in providing affordable and simple live streaming solutions for venues or programs of all kinds. Inquire today for more information. For more info on everything Just the Game has to offer, check them out at justthegamefieldhouse.com.
So you're at a new stop in your coaching career. You're at Verona High School now, and you're going to be the first coach to coach two different teams in the 608 basketball tournament. You're coming up playing the showcase game this year on December 17th at Madison College. Tell me a little bit about what you know about your team.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that well-ran event. Great structure, great competition. You do a really good job with that, Billy. Just want to put that out there. I'm excited to be back with the Verona group we have here. Again, I'm still kind of getting to learn the players as we speak this year, so I'm getting a chance to see what we have, but a lot of my guys are playing football too, so I couldn't see the whole big picture. But just going off of what I know about Verona over the last year, I mean, they were in every game. I think it came down to just finding a way to be able to finish. We return all conference player and Drew Murphy. I think we have some young guys coming up that it sounds like they got talent and want to get after it. I'm looking forward to just implementing my system with them and hopefully getting them to play at a higher level.
What does a Cottrell Robinson system look like for those who have not seen your teams play?
Yeah, one, we're going to play hard. We're going to play to the end. We're gonna get after you defensively. We're probably in the half court with some man to man. We're gonna get up and down, transition, push that ball, share the ball, motion style, play hard, playing smart, and playing together.
You mentioned Drew Murphy in there as a player to watch. So for those who have not seen you play and want to come this year to watch, tell us a little bit about his capabilities and what fans will see out of him as a player.
Yeah, I think most people would think that he's a shooter, so I'm going to challenge him to kind of expand his game that way as far as being able to put the ball on the ground and attack and play at the rim a little bit. I think he's a guy that can score for us. Again, he's been working really hard on his body in the offseason. He's only a sophomore. He played freshman basketball in a tough conference in the Big Eight. And so I think that experience, last year coming to this year is going to help him a lot, just understanding and knowing what it's like to play in the Big Eight and in big games and big environments. But definitely want to see him put the ball on the ground a little bit more and continue to work on his body and develop. And I'm looking forward to coaching him moving forward.
If I know anything about a Coach Robinson team, there's going to be some guards involved. So tell me a little bit about your guard play.
Yeah, I'm getting to know them a little bit. We have a very talented young guard who's playing football right now in Trey Poteet, coming through the program. You got Drew Murphy, who's like a wingish, wing. You got Gavin Farrell, who's like the 2-3, who's a four-year varsity player. So I think those guys can shoot it pretty well. Again, I'm still learning to kind of see what their capabilities are as far as being able to put the ball on the ground when it comes to my system. I'm looking to grow that.
Last two questions. What's the one thing you're most excited about with your team this year? And as a side note, you can say the 608 basketball tournament.
I think we have a tough, tough non-conference schedule to begin with. So I'm looking forward to just the challenge. I'm looking forward to just starting a new era in Verona boys basketball. They're excited about it. You know, I'm excited about it. And just looking forward to just building it up, you know, so just getting back on the hardwood and developing that program to hopefully being successful and stable.
All right, get you out of here on a non-basketball related question. Use your imagination a bit. You know I like to throw some curveballs at you.
You do. It's late in the day.
If you open a refrigerator, what one item inside of that refrigerator best identifies with who you are as a person and why?
You got me thinking about like food, right? I'd probably say I'm probably like a smoothie or energy drink. You got a lot of different things that goes into those, right? It's not just one. It's not just the apple smoothie or whatever. You have different fruits or whatever, vegetables that goes in that. That's good for your body, good for your soul, good for your mind. And I think that's me. I think that, you know, over the years, I've been able to just be an asset to where I'm at, you know, and just the energies and the vibe, the positive energy and the positive vibe that I think helps build relationships with kids and staff and people. I would say probably a smoothie. I like smoothies too, by the way.
We will see if we can't get you a smoothie this year at the 6-way basketball tournament as you come in to take on West Salem December 17th at 1:45. Coach Robinson, thanks for coming on the Hoop Nerds and sharing.
Thanks for having me.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. I've been associated with their products for a few years now, and I'm really impressed by their innovative and user-friendly shooting machines. They also are great people with tremendous customer service. It's no wonder why they have become the preferred choice among top programs around the country and world. I'm very grateful for their support of the show. Make sure to check them out at drdishbasketball.com and at Dr. Dish B-Ball on social media. Be sure to mention WBCA when ordering your next Dr. Dish to save an extra $300 off any commercial purchase.